little from the waste and recycling world to energy efficiency. We have Tracy Horse from Choctaw Nation, who's going to talk about the energy efficiency initiative that they've implemented throughout their healthcare clinics and some of the innovations they've used to sustain this program. Tracy?
Good afternoon. Can everybody hear me okay?
We can.
Great. Okay. My name is Tracy Horst. I am the Director of Project Management and responsible for our Going Green team here at the Choctaw Nation. We are located in the southeastern corner of the state of Oklahoma. And just a little background for you. And I'm not getting my screen to advance. What am I missing? Are you there?
Should we be able to click or hit the arrow key?
There it goes. All right, got it. Thank you. Just a little bit of background about us. Our coverage area, we are not a reservation tribe. We are intertwined with the communities within southeastern Oklahoma, and our boundaries are 11,299 square miles. We border with Arkansas and Texas, and total tribal members, we have a little over 205,000 tribal members worldwide. The focus of our grant funding here was to take our health system, which includes one hospital that we have built and maintained ourselves, and seven health clinics, which are outpatient clinics only, located throughout those 10.5 counties of the 11,300 square miles, and make them more energy efficient. Our hospital, just as a little bit of background for you, is about 145,000 square feet with 37 inpatient beds and 52 exam rooms. As far as the initial energy savings program, that was started through a grant that was funded through the Department of Energy. It was funded to us in 2009, and what it really helped us to be able to do was get started and understand what we needed to do and where we needed to move forward. It has allowed us to fund an energy manager, and that energy manager has been invaluable to us. He was an ex-utility guy who came in and knew all the ins and outs of utilities and how they ran, and he was also a certified energy manager, which allowed us to learn from him as far as where the best ways are to save money from an energy perspective and what to look for and what to do. So we've learned an immense amount from him. Also, he was able to come in, and we have a little over 200 facilities within the Choctaw Nation that we own or that we lease. And we were able to do complete energy audits of all of those facilities. And then from that, we were able to take the listing of all of the priorities that needed to be done, or all of the projects that needed to be done, and identify them and then prioritize them in order to identify where we needed to go with facility retrofits. As far as our energy conservation history, then, we started out just trying to figure out what the best thing was for us to do, and trying to determine what conservation measures that we should take. So our first go, we decided to focus on our tribal headquarters and look at HVAC systems, lighting and window replacements. We actually leased from one of the cities that we're located within an old Presbyterian girls' college, and the windows in it were not good, and we didn't get good ceiling around them. So that's where we decided to go with the window replacement. It made the morale of the employees much better because they didn't freeze in the winter and cook in the summer quite so much. And not only that, but it also helped with our energy bills. So it was a dual purpose in fixing that one, and it was a great way for us to get started. Then we also went into the building and looked at areas of where insulation might be needed and added additional insulation. And I think I talked in the previous slide, too, about the energy audits that we did to the facility, and then I'll go into a little bit more detail in the next slide as to what those energy audits entail, so you can kind of get an idea of where we went with that. But those are extremely important for us because they help you look at everything within a facility and help you get a good understanding of what the facility has and what it needs in order to be able to move forward and determine what retrofits should be done. now, along the lines, when we started make building new construction on buildings, we look at, and our construction staff and our Choctaw leaders are looking at options for how we can be more energy efficient in lighting and in windows and making sure that we have the correct amount of insulation. And so it's been a great learning curve from that side of things, because now, rather than trying to go back and do things over and make sure that they are right, we just do them right to begin with. And that, of course, saves us a lot from that side of things. And it also helps save the environment. I did mention a little bit the building retrofits that we've done to date. The hospital, and we had one clinic and then three small facilities that are also on the same campus as the hospital. We did light bulb retrofits, and we actually went in with light meters. We were very overlit in the facilities themselves, and there are standards out there that you can get from utility companies and just different electricians in general, because most electricians will come in and they will want to overlight it. They'll be able to sell you more product that way, and you'll be able to read very well, but it actually turns out that too much light can actually stress your eyes and make you even more tired than you would have suspected. And so we were able to actually reduce the number of light bulbs we needed, plus also make them more efficient. So it was kind of a dual cleanup for us. We also went into bathrooms and rooms that weren't used on a regular basis and installed occupancy sensors. And therefore, the lights would go off after about 15 minutes of non-use or non-movement, and then you weren't paying the utility bill for that as well. In our Durant headquarters facility, I mentioned that a little bit, and that's kind of how we got started. One of the other things that I didn't have in the previous slide is the vending machine misers. You can actually install this little miser, as they call it, into the vending machines. It will always keep the products cold, and it will keep lighting in there as well, but it has a tendency to reduce the amount that's there until someone comes up and is in front of the machine or uses the machine, so it actually reduces the amount of energy that's required. In our gaming facilities, we had about 8 different facilities of various sizes, some extremely large, some very small, and we went in to those facilities and we did light bulb replacement as well, and then we did the reduction in addition to that, and then the same with the occupancy sensors, and we've been able to save a great amount there as well. And we even have a parking garage where we went in and reduced the amount of lighting. And no one, in this instance, the headquarters facility we actually did during the week when people were around, and so they noticed the lighting differences. And the other facilities, we tried to do them on off hours or on weekends when there weren't people around, and absolutely no one really noticed that we had changed the lighting. So even though it had been much brighter before and we reduced the amount, the lights, the more efficient lights actually distribute the amount of light in a better way. And so you reduce the levels of light, but you don't do it so that it impacts anyone. So my recommendation for you there is to go in and do that if you can at all, when it's the off hours and you have less people around and you won't have any concerns at all. We also had 7 community centers that we went in, and these community centers we were able to do earlier this year. And based on some information that I will share with you too, we were able to make those light bulb replacement and reduction efforts actually free of charge to us. And that's through a program that we were able to get started with utility replacement utility rebates. And I'll get into that too, but that's how we would continue to fund this program once our grant funding has ended. A little bit about the energy audits that I've previously referenced. The audits, what we do is we go in and we look at the building from top to bottom. You look at the type of the and construction of the building. You look at the internal load, and by that I mean, what's the lighting? Is there refrigeration involved? Do they cook there? Is it just strictly office equipment? How many people are in there? All of those different items can affect how energy efficient a building is and how much energy it's required to use. You also look at the external loading, and that includes the parking lot security lighting, any motors that are a part of that, which may be your hot water heating, it may be your central heat and air, anything like that. You also go in and you look at your ductwork. You look at the thermostat settings. You look at and talk to people about their practices. You know, is it 90 degrees outside on a cool June day, and the air conditioner is set on 68 degrees, but they propped up in the front door because they want some sunshine to come in the building. You know, if their habits aren't good, then you have to look at that and be able to take that into effect as well. You look at the insulation within each facility, determine how much is or is not there, and then you'll take and you'll go back and you'll get the utility bills for the previous 12 months. You'll look at the amount of usage they've had, and you'll look at the utility rates. And one of the things that I have learned through this whole process is the utility company is not responsible for providing you with the appropriate utility rate based upon your usage. They will, when you are set up, they will provide you an energy rate, and they will charge you for that. If you have any questions or concerns about that utility rate, or if the amount that you use goes up, or you use it in like non-peak times versus peak times, they will not assist you with that unless you contact them. So my biggest recommendation for you is to make sure you get good close relationships with your utility companies and ask lots of questions, whether it's gas, natural or propane, whether it's water, whether it's electricity itself, whatever the case may be. What we've learned through the use of an energy manager is that they are more than happy to help you. It's just a matter of getting involved with them and making those contacts. The big benefits of this program have been awareness and education of our tribal members, our employees, and even local people, the local communities. We've been able to share a lot of information with them through training sessions and newspaper articles and just meetings where we get together and share information. And people are very receptive to it, so that's the great part. And then the most important part from the environment perspective is that we're reducing the amount of energy consumption that we're using and improving the greenhouse gases. A little bit more then in the detail about our CSC grant. We installed energy efficiency lighting in our hospital and our clinics. We did an ongoing education with our employees to let them know what we were doing and how we were going about to reduce the energy. And then we also, in that training, shared with them light bulbs that they could take home and use at home, the efficient light bulbs as well. We're creating a white paper, and we've created a DVD explaining the whole thing that we've planned to send out to rural hospitals or small hospitals within the state of Oklahoma to share the information as well. If you're interested in anything like that, please at the end look at my contact information, and I'll be happy to share any of the information we have. We also completed an Earth Day is Every Day event with 4th, 5th, and 6th graders. We had about 700 kids show up for the event that day, and we explained to them various things about conservation, including electrical usage and recycling, just to get them started thinking. And it's worked out great because through our recycling program, we've had several schools contact us about recycling. The results of our grant are included here. You can see that we've kilowatt hour usage. We've reduced it by about 400,000 kilowatts per year. We have an estimated savings of $21,500, and you can see our greenhouse reductions there as well. As far as how we plan to continue this, our DOE grant funding has ended. Our EPA grant funding is about to come to an end. What we've looked at is we've got our prioritization list of everything that we want to be able to do from an energy consumption perspective. We started working with our utility companies. Contact your utility companies. They have many rebates that are available for if you reduce the lighting level and you go to a more efficient bulb, if you use occupancy sensors where you haven't used them before, even the vending machine misers, they will offer you a rebate based upon the amount of energy you reduce. It's in their best interest to reduce that energy usage as well because they can then share it in other locations. They don't have to go out and build up more sources for it as you increase. So they like to be able to help when you decrease. What we're doing is, when we go into a building, if we save, say, $100,000 a year on the energy costs, then we would take 25% of that or $25,000 plus the energy rebates that we would get back. And we combine those two, put it back into the fund, and then that, say it's a $45,000, we take that $45,000 and we put it towards other projects that are of the same type. That allows us, we go in, we purchase all the supplies, and usually the facilities themselves, the maintenance persons in those facilities can do all of the retrofits themselves. And then we just buy the supplies and then we reap the first year's benefits, and then after that, then the benefit savings will come out of there. It'll reduce the amount of usage that they have. There are standardized, documented reductions out there that will explain to you if you reduce the wattage of a bulb from 125 to 23, it will tell you how much usage you can expect to reduce, and that's we just go with those standardized numbers. A little bit about the other environmental initiatives we have going on. We do have a recycling facility we were able to start 2 years ago. We, again, cover the whole 11,300 square miles that we're a part of. You can see listed there all the different types of materials that we recycle. We were very excited that in the first 8 months of the year, we were able to recycle 1 million pounds of material. And so far to date, through November, we've recycled over 1.5 million pounds of materials. We expect to open a second recycling facility. Our current facility is on the southern border of our territory. We're looking at doing one on the northeastern side, and that'll allow us to work with more businesses. We are open to the public, and so it's not just for tribal facilities. It's for anyone interested. We've also adopted some highway areas. We've done some park cleanups and lake cleanups. We've conducted numerous recycling events. And then, like right now, we're in the middle of a used toy drive so that we can take the good and gently loved, is what we call them, toys, and share them with others who might not have Christmas otherwise. So I know that says that there's questions, but I think they're saving questions for the end. I very much thank everyone for signing in today, and I appreciate the EPA for asking us to get involved today, and I hope that I was able to help share and pass on to you what we might be able to do with others in the future. Thanks.
Great. Thank you, Tracy. And your message about working with utilities and developing a relationship to do energy efficiency programs was an excellent one.